Every once in a while, you have to go back to a good Musar Vort because it's just there and you can't not learn it. So Yosef says, Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai. He reveals himself to the brothers and says, I am your brother Yosef, is my father still alive? Now, of course, the question that he asks makes no sense because he had asked the question to the brothers when they had come down previously. Nothing changed. The brothers hadn't come home. It was when they had just left the city that they got pulled back in the first place. So there's no reason that they should have any more information now than they did before. What's the question? And after he asked, says, Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai, it says that the brothers couldn't answer because they were totally shocked. Why are they shocked? What sets them off? So the Medrash tells us, Oilanu miyom hadin, oilanu miyom hatochecha. Woe is to us in the day of judgment and the day of rebuke. What does that mean? And where do we learn that from? We learn that from Yosef. Because Yosef said to the brothers, and Yosef, Odevichai, they had nothing to answer. They could not speak. What does that mean? So let's imagine for a second that Yehuda is talking. And he lays it on so thick at the beginning of Vayigash. She says, my old man, he's at home. And if you don't let Binyamin come back, he's going to die. And it is such a powerful speech. And it's so moving. Who could say no to that? And Yosef says, I'll tell you who could say no to that speech. Weren't we in that exact same spot? We were in the exact same spot just a few years back when I was the one thrown in the pit. What about my father then? He survived that. Dad managed to be able to deal with that. He'll be able to manage to deal with this one also, Yehuda. That's Yosef's tochacha to them. He says to them, you're a hypocrite because you had no problem putting Dad through this once upon a time. Now all of a sudden you care? And the brothers can't answer because there is nothing to say. Says the Medrash, that's what's going to be at the end of our lives. God is going to bring us and force us to watch our entire life play out. And God will ask questions. Why didn't you give more money to Tzedakah? Oh, you have no idea. My bills, they were so high. I had yeshiva tuition, and I had shul dues, and I had kosher food. God was like, yeah, really? Didn't stop you from buying the MacBook. Didn't stop you from buying this, going on this luxurious vacation. Why didn't you learn? Oh, I was so busy, so busy. So many obligations, so many requirements. Yeah, God will say, you had time to go to this game, and you had time to go to that game. God will tell you that he'll turn our words on us. And that is what's so frightening, is that when our life plays out once again before us, God is going to show us that our defense is going to end up being our prosecution. That is what we learn from Yosef, and from Yosef's comments to the brothers. Oh, how careful we all have to be. God gives us a gift. It's the greatest gift. It's called the present. Is there really any gift better than that? But what's going to happen if we don't take care of that gift? And we don't take care of the present? We don't use our time well? God is going to turn the tables on us one day. And that will be the day of reckoning that the Medrash is talking about. Have a good day.